I wasn't planning to make another recording tonight. I've been wanting to make one, but I've been so busy and a little shy. Like I said in my last one, I can get shy. Have to really be horny. Have to really be in a slutty mood. And tonight it appears that I am. I owe so many of you replies. I just love all of the comments that I've received. So many of them turned me on. The way you told me how I made you come, how I made you hard just listening to me, how you stroked your cock to my voice and came all over. Oh God, that's exactly what I was hoping for when I posted. And I get so turned on, and I want to reply to you all. I will go back and reply to all of those wonderful, wonderful messages. I was gonna just go to bed tonight. I was thinking of this, but I was like, no, I'll go to bed. But I couldn't because I was turned on. I was so horny. My cunt was craving touch. And when I reached down beneath my shorts and into my panties, I found that my cunt was already dripping wet, sopping, and I'm not exaggerating. It was just already soaked, waiting for me, wanting me to give in. And so I decided to just start recording. Start recording and see what happens, and maybe make a video or a recording, not a video, that you guys would like, something else for you to listen to make you hard, make you stroke your cock, make you come all over, imagining that you're big hard cock was in my tight little pussy. My tight, wet, hot little pussy. I do want to post some stories, so hopefully I will start doing that soon. Just have to get in the mood for it, I guess. I guess I can tell a little bit of a story tonight while I lazily stroke myself. Started out with just my fingers. Now I'm using a vibrator. It's not on at the moment, but I'm rubbing it along my folds, circling it around my clit, down to my entrance. So wet, so sopping wet, and craving, oh God, craving everything right now. I actually can't believe how wet I am, how I just got so wet without even touching myself. So hopefully you'll indulge my slow, lazy strokes right now. Just taking it in, feeling Will you hear how what I am? God. Oh, I'm dripping. My vibrator is completely soaked. Covered in my juices. While I'm playing with myself, maybe I can tell you all a story about an encounter I had a little more than a month ago. I was taking a trip, solo trip to Chicago for a long weekend. See the sights and just enjoy some time off. I decided, why not have a little fun in a new city with new people? So I found someone online, an older man who was looking to have some fun with a younger girl. And who better than me? I was in one of my moods where I just wanted to meet a stranger, let loose and just not think about anything for a night, not let any of my insecurities or inhibitions take control, just to push them aside and let my body do the talking. So we agreed to meet. He is older, in his 50s, and he was really, really turned on by the idea of me calling him Daddy. So I, of course, was definitely into that. We agreed to meet up at a bar that wasn't too far from my hotel. I wore a low-cut black top that accentuated my cleavage, my 36D tits. Pretty good tits, if I do say so myself. And I wore a short skirt because Daddy asked me to. I didn't wear any underwear. It was just the top and my skirt and my shaved cunt, bare and ready for Daddy's cock to pound it. We met up at the bar first to have a few drinks and break the ice and make sure that I was really wanting it. Make sure that he was too. Of course, we both did. I walked into the bar and I saw him there. Exactly like his picture, with his salt and pepper hair. I walked up to him. He slid off the bar stool and just immediately wrapped me in his arms in a hug, and I instantly knew that I could not wait for this man to fuck me senseless. We moved to a booth with a couple shots and a drink. We sat on one side, I sat on the inside, he was on the outside, sort of shielding me from view. We were only talking about 5 minutes or so when his hand rested on my knee. Slowly worked its way up my thigh till it came in touch with my cunt. My pussy just completely bare, waiting for his touch. And it had been waiting. I was already wet, and he truly appreciated that. He gave me a little smile, a little smirk. He said, "Daddy's baby girl did exactly as he asked." And I knew it was going to be a really good night. He fingered me for a few minutes before pulling his fingers out, holding them up to my lips. He told me to clean them off. And I held his eyes as I leaned forward and took his fingers into my mouth, started sucking them, running my tongue around them, like I would if it were his cock in my mouth. He enjoyed that, I could tell. We didn't stay in the bar for too much longer. He slid his fingers back down between my legs, started fingering me. Well, I tried my best not to make much noise. It was dark and there was music, but still. But I was soaked by the time he was done, by the time he said we should get out of there. Because Daddy was ready to have his way with me. We walked the block or two back to my hotel. And we went up to my room. And once we got there, he got a little more stern. He became daddy in every sense of the word. Told me that daddy was gonna show me exactly what his baby girl was missing. He was gonna punish his baby girl for being a slut. He sat down on the bed and he had me get over his knee, pushed my skirt up, and he started rubbing my ass before he started spanking me. 1, 2, 3 soft spanks. He slid his hand back between my thighs and felt that I was already much wetter, that some of my juices were starting to slide down my inner thigh, that I really enjoyed Daddy spanking me, telling me what a bad girl I had been. So he got a little rougher with me. Told me that I wasn't supposed to be enjoying it. joining it. He starts banking me hard. First I cried out in pain, but the pleasure, very quickly overcame that. And I cried out for Daddy. I asked him to fuck his baby girl, to make her come, to show her that she shouldn't be with any other men but Daddy, that Daddy knew how to take care of her. Oh, God. He was hard. I could feel him through his pants. He was so hard. And he let me slide off his lap. He let me unbuckle his pants and pull them down, pull his boxers down, and his cock. His cock was hard and ready for me, ready for his baby girl. I settled myself between his legs on my knees. And I wrapped my mouth around his cock the way I wrapped my mouth around his fingers. My eyes never leaving his. As I started to suck his cock, stroking it with my hand, running my tongue around his head, taking more and more of him down my throat as my head bobbed. I had told him in advance that I liked it rough, that I wanted it to be rough. I wanted Daddy to take control. He ran his fingers through my hair and grabbed onto my head and started directing my movements, started taking me, making me take him further down my throat, pulling me down till he disappeared completely, until he was nearly gagging me, fucking my head on his cock. Oh God, I loved it. I loved it so much. I loved the way he called me a good girl. The way he told me that I was doing such a good job. I was a special girl. His baby girl. That he loved it when his baby girl swallowed his cock. And I did so proudly. So turned on. So ready for him to fuck me senseless. When he finally fisted his hand in my hair and grabbed me, pulled me up. Rough. Told me sluts like me got fucked hard. Oh God, I nearly came from that alone. The anticipation, knowing that his big cock was about to be pounding me into oblivion, that he was gonna make me scream over and over, beg for Daddy to make me come. He did. He took all my clothes off. Took his shirt off. So we were both completely naked. He pulled out his phone. And he had me pose for him. Take some photos for him. With every photo he took, the wetter my pussy got, the more it clenched. Ready, so ready to be fucked. He could tell just how much I was enjoying it. And I realized the more I enjoyed it, I knew the more I was gonna get punished, the harder he was gonna fuck me. He started on top, spreading my legs wide. He didn't even wait until he was jamming himself inside me. In one hard thrust, he was completely inside me. And he didn't wait. He didn't give me any time to adjust before he was fucking me. Oh, and I was moaning, screaming, calling out for daddy, begging him to let me come. To make me come. And he did. He fucked me so hard, so fast, until I was just crying out. Crying out. Oh, God. He wasn't done with me. One orgasm wasn't a punishment. He was gonna see to it I was punished, right? He flipped me over. Told me to get on my knees. He slapped my ass a few times. I had a handprint. It lasted a couple days. He slapped me so hard and so much that I bruised. And it was incredible. Every time I sat down, remembering what I had done with a complete stranger. He fucked me hard from behind, fisting his hand in my hair, making me cry out for his cock, screaming in pleasure. It was incredible. Afterwards, oh God, after he came deep inside me, he told me to stay in that position, on my hands and knees, legs spread, completely debauched. And he got his camera and he started taking pictures as his cum slid down my thighs, mixed with my juices, as it coated my thighs. I was so fucking wet. I came so hard over and over because we weren't done. I didn't even sleep that night. We spent the entire night. I let him have me any way he wanted me. He made me finger myself over and over. He ate me out. And he stuck his cock down my throat. Let him come all over me. It was about 6 or 7 hours of pure pleasure, touching and licking and sucking and fucking. That's truly what I love. When I get in these moods and I find men that I don't know, that's what I love about it. Because they don't know me in real life. They don't know how shy and quiet I am. They aren't afraid to be rough with me. They aren't afraid to call me names. They aren't afraid to fuck my throat or pull my hair. They don't know that normally outside the bedroom I'm the epitome of the good girl. They don't expect that. They expect that I will let them fuck me however they want. I will. And I love that. I love it so much. Oh, God. I am so wet. God. So many of you have sent me messages talking about how you wished you were the guy fucking me. How you imagined you were the one making me come. And I love that. I want you to imagine your cock in my pussy. I want you to imagine me sucking your cock all the way down my throat. I want you to imagine pushing my head down on your cock, making me gag. Coming in my mouth, coming on my face, on my tits. Coming in my tight little pussy. Telling me what you want from me. Taking pictures, taking video, anything you want. And I want to know. I want to know what you imagine doing to me. When you're listening to these audios, I want to know. Because there are nights where I look at your messages, and I imagine myself with a stranger. It was some of those messages that made me want to hook up with someone when I was in Chicago. The fact that he was an older man who knew exactly how to fuck a woman, that made it even better. The fact that he could have been old enough to be my father. I want to know what you want to do to me. I want to know what scenario you imagine us doing. Am I your baby girl? Am I your best friend's daughter? Am I the babysitter or the secretary? Am I the student? I want to know. How do you want me? How do you want to fuck this pussy? How do you want to make me come? I want to know it all. Focus on this. Imagine that you're the stranger I meet at the bar. You're the older man who slides his hand up my thigh right there in public. Who smirks when he feels my naked pussy. Who fingers me. Until we go back to the hotel. The man I call Daddy. The man I call Professor. Oh, God. I want to know. Honestly, your messages that spurred me to actually make this video tonight instead of just touching myself and making myself come. Because I could have just I could have just touched myself, played with my vibrator, and came before going to sleep, but I wanted to give you guys something. Because I know it's been a long time, and I wanted you to know how much you truly appreciated it. How hot it made me to know I made you hard. How wet I got knowing you came to the sound of my voice. Oh, God. I promise that I will reply to all of you. But in the meantime, please take this video as my appreciation. I don't know why I keep calling it a video. I'm not really thinking right now. But this audio, know that it's for you. I hope you get enjoyment out of it the way I am. Because I am... God, I'm so fucking drenched. So I'm just going to let you listen while I finish myself out. But thank you. I truly loved hearing from all of you, and I really hope to give you more soon. Let me know, please. Tell me what you want to hear. Tell me what you think. Oh, God. Making me come.